Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
It's time to wake on up, wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, we're locked and loaded, baby. Halfway home here on a Tuesday, which, as you know, it's the best day of the week here on 95.7 The Game. For the Morning Roast, that is. I don't know about those other shows, but the Morning Roast is crushing on Tuesdays. We got Baldy every Tuesday, 7:30. Just had him. If you missed any of that interview, find it on YouTube or the free Odyssey app. And now joining us momentarily for the rest of the show in studio, as he does each and every Tuesday at this time, Bonte Hill, courtesy of River Islands. As we are streaming on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. And as always,
why did you pick him?
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, which is Rashley Brewed in San Francisco. And you heard that, folks. Play it again. Just play
why
it again.
Why did you pick him?
Right there. That's the sounder. Be caller number 5 to the contest line at 415-523-4652. That's caller number 5 to 415-523-4652. And you'll win a best buddies bobblehead courtesy of the Golden State Warriors. Bonte, good morning. Shasky, good morning. You guys look healthy and ready to go. You just had a sandwich or a burrito.
I was unhinged.
That's okay. You need to eat. There you go.
Hey. Eating all in the studio stuff. This
all
guy,
in the studios.
You're a lot better videos. Mood than yesterday. I couldn't understand you yesterday.
Well, the sun came up.
It was raining a bunch yesterday.
Look at it.
No, I understand why you were doing
you gotta understand, like,
Spadoni's up here saying, hey, you're 4-2, you're 4-2.
That's right.
Nobody wants to hear that right now. I don't want to hear that on Monday.
Like, yeah, okay. Nobody wants to hear that.
So I don't know if you've read the Lowell Cone, Bill Walsh memoirs, but one thing that Bill Walsh did, which I so relate to, I'm not pretending that I'm Bill Walsh, but when they would lose or he would lose a player, he would agonize for multiple days over all the things that he didn't do right, what they didn't do right. And then by Thursday, Wednesday, he would slowly start to pick himself up off the mat and then get super optimistic and fired up for the game on Sunday. And it's like, it's kind of the cycle I put myself through of like, I'm riding high when they win. When they lose, I'm really low. But like losing Fred Warner, you know, It's a bigger blow than I think people, you know, want to admit.
No, it's a huge blow. It's the one guy who was irreplaceable. We talked about it when Nick Bosa got hurt, saying, yeah, Nick Bosa, that's a tough injury. You could trade for pass rushers, though. You can't trade for linebackers like Fred Warner. He's the best linebacker in football. And what he embodies for this franchise on and off the football field. I've had many run-ins with Fred Warner. Fred and his wife, Sydney, are just amazing, amazing people. Sydney's taking time out just to talk to Anna and chop it up for multiple times. And even then it was like, oh, I'm not Fred, oh, Cindy, oh, my God. Like, it's the one guy. Because he's gotten hurt. I remember the Philadelphia game in the NFC Championship game. He was down on the ground for a while.
Or the stinger, right?
Yeah, the stinger, but he got back in the game.
Yeah.
We saw him in Seattle. The pellets coming into his eyes. You're like, oh, no, not Fred. He was back in two plays later. So, you know, with Bill Walsh, because I've read that book, not Lowell Cohn's book, but I've actually read Lowell Cohn's book, but Bill Walsh has another book, either it's Winning Time or something else, mm-hmm. but he talks about how the losses, he didn't want to be bothered. Mm-hmm. He was a jerk. He was a jerk after a loss. He didn't want to be bothered. He was depressed. He was sick. He locked himself up in the office because he didn't think he called the right play or whatnot. So, anyway, I mean, it's tough. So, when you think about Monday morning, I'll say this about the Fred Warner injury real quick. I know I'm long-winded. Kevin Durant, game 5 in Toronto. I'll never forget watching that injury because when it happened, I'm looking, I'm like, oh, why is he handling the ball? Why is he handling the ball? And his Achilles snaps.
Yeah.
I was in a fog for the next 20 minutes. What happened in the game? I don't remember. And I had to go back and watch. Like, wow, DeMarcus Cousins had a great second quarter, stabilized the game. Same thing happened on Sunday. I tell you, I didn't give a damn what happened before halftime.
It felt very irrelevant.
Yeah, the result did not matter to me whatsoever. So, and that same feeling. Now, it's not a career-threatening injury. He'll be back on the field for OTAs. But for this season, for this season, I mean, he'll be back in OTAs, and I think he'll bounce back and be the Fred Warner that we've seen before. But for this season, it stinks.
Well, you know, you were bringing up, like, what he represents, and I think defensive players are different, right? Like, you're either a lunatic, you know, and we know, Bill Romanowski, Charles Haley, or you're one of these, like, leadership guys. And in my lifetime, we're the same age. I wanted to bring this list up. I had done this on the podcast. I got a new podcast, everybody.
Oh,
it's called The Butcher Shop.
Look at you. You're hopping on Alice. You got a new podcast?
Odyssey's just using me.
Oh.
Ronnie Lott. Personified leadership on and off the field and played with a reckless abandon where he just, the opponent and his teammates feared him and respected him.
Yep.
Bryant Young, class personified leadership in a different way, not as outwardly loud as Ronnie was. Ronnie, I could see him talking to Jerry on the side, like, we got you on this one, or telling George Seifert to what they need to do on the next defensive possession. But Bryant Young was a leader on and off the field. Class personified, respected by teammates and feared by opponents and respected as well. Patrick Willis, the same thing. Fred is, to me, similar to those guys in my life. Ronnie Lott, Bryant Young, Patrick Willis. You just don't replace those guys.
No, you don't.
They just mean a little more. Now, Navarro, you know, similarly had, like, a devastating injury.
He's never the same.
No,
see,
ever.
I think Warner can bounce back from a dislocated ankle. He'll have OTAs or whatnot.
Yeah, I think he'll be able to see what the actual injury is.
Yeah, but it's a dislocated ankle and a broken ankle. So, basically, I think he'll be okay. It's not a fibula. It's not an Achilles. Guys have come back from ankle injuries. Dak Prescott had the injury.
Yeah.
He's throwing the ball very well after he had that injury. After the injury, he was playing like an MVP. Yeah.
He's playing great right now. But the injury reminded me of the Bryant Young injury when I was at the game and the whole team for the New York Giants was like, come over. Come over.
I didn't go. I remember that injury. We thought it was career threatening.
We thought it was over.
Thought it was over.
I mean, his leg went the other way.
Fred Warner had the air cast on the ankle. I said, that sucks for the season. But I do believe Fred Warner's going to be back.
The reaction of the guys on the field.
I hear you. No doubt. When the cart comes out, same thing happened with Trey Lance. The cart came out so fast, a whole team comes around you. We saw it with James Conner a couple weeks ago in Arizona.
That's true.
A cart comes out, because guys put in so much work in the offseason to get ready for the season, and you get to October where the separation is about to begin in the NFL.
Yeah.
The cream is about to rise to the top, and you don't have your main guy there, Fred Warner. So that's what stinks about that.
And he's just a great ambassador for the game. And Baldy was kind of talking about that, and I was talking about that yesterday. It's like, it's one thing if you just lose it for your team. And again, we're selfish. This is our guy and our team. But just as, like, a fan of football, you don't want to see guys like that. That's why you heard Baker after the game saying, before he started talking about or taking any questions, he's like, that sucks that we lost Fred. Like, that sucks. Todd Bowles mentioned it too. He's like, you want to see things like that. You want your best players out there to promote the product, right? It sucks that Joe Burrow, I've had to miss these first 3 months. I don't want to miss that. And so as a fan of football, you feel like you're losing on top of already losing Nick Bosa, Bonte.
He missed one game in his first 8 years.
Yeah, he's been a gladiator.
I mean, just absolute warrior. And I heard Baldy talking about, he's told us that story before about the Minnesota game.
Yeah.
Where we thought Reuben Foster was going to wear the green dot helmet. And it was this guy wearing number 48 who forces a fumble on Dalvin Cook by hustling on a play. He never left the lineup since then. He changes his number to 54, becomes one of the best players in all of football, not just defensively, and which you mentioned on and off the field in the community. He's embraced the Bay Area. He's always wearing Giants hats. He's at Warrior games or whatnot. So, look, it's a huge loss because not only do you lose the player who's productive, but the voice, the guy who's communicating, the guys who who's lining guys up. Like that breakdown in the second half on a young man who, Cameron Williams, who scores his first touchdown, that doesn't happen with Fred.
Yeah.
At least the breakdown like that. He's pointing, hey, get over there, get over there, motion. But the fact that he gets hurt on the play in which there's only 10 guys on the football field. I heard Gibson was on special teams. He was supposed to be a DN on that play. Whoever blew that, because Tristan Wirfs all of a sudden is coming downhill with the running start on Fred Warner. I mean, the fact that nobody knows this to say, hold on, we need to call a timeout. You burned a timeout in the first. We got 10 men on the field. Wake up.
Especially in the first half.
I guess Shanahan spoke about it. I guess the same guy that was on the special teams play prior was supposed to stay on the field. There was miscommunication in all parts, and it's just unfortunate.
Yeah, it sucks.
So it's funny that you bring up, he only missed one game. I was just doing a deep dive on all, some of my favorite players. Willis only played the 8 seasons, and he missed time with that foot injury, and Larry Grant had to fill in for him. Bryant Young, in 14 years, missed 16 games.
Yep.
You want to talk about defensive line gladiator?
Yeah.
14 years in the NFL, he missed a total of 16 games.
Fred Warner's in that same boat when it comes to Bryant Young being a leader, but he's more... As you mentioned, more boisterous. He's more vocal. Patrick Willis wasn't as vocal.
Not till later.
Later on, he's breaking down the team. Saying, we got to have it. We got to have it. I love when Patrick Willis breaks down the team because he started to become more vocal. And then it was gone just like that.
Right.
Roddy Lott obviously cutting his pinky off. Michael Irvin had that great rant last week where he brought up Roddy Lott. He always brings up Roddy Lott. Hey, Roddy Lott trying to take my head off. What are you talking about? Yeah. So, we'll get to that. These young punks who think that the game was invented yesterday and they think that everything is so great today. I'm so glad Michael Irvin said what he said. Oh, I felt every single second of that. One of the greatest rants I've ever seen. But, Fred, you're 4-2 right now. We watched Bijan Robinson last night.
It's going to be difficult.
You got Houston coming up.
Drake London.
You got Cam Scataboo coming up in a few weeks. You got the Rams coming back to town.
Can we talk about Scataboo for just a quick second?
Bonte, you wanted him. I remember that.
I wanted him bad.
Anyone that watched college football was like, this guy can play.
Here's the problem, too.
Everyone knew it.
Here's the problem, too. We watched Cam Scataboo doing the bowling era against Texas. He's putting on the show.
He was the best player on the field.
Big 12 championship against Iowa State.
Receiving.
He's doing everything.
How many guys from Texas got drafted?
He threw the bomb. He carried Arizona State nearly to a biggest upset, one of the biggest upsets I've ever seen in college football. And then Jordan James, who's yet to hit the practice field. And I keep saying this. My lasting image of Jordan James was him walking down a tunnel, I believe, in the Rose Bowl early in that football game with his helmet off because Ohio State was hitting too hard. And I'm thinking to myself, he can't get on the field, and Cam Scataboo's taking over the city of New York. I mean, he was the perfect fit. You know how many Scataboo jerseys would have been selling out here?
He reminds me of Toby Gerhart, but with more wiggle.
I like that.
Yeah, I think Gerhart was so underrated, and he went behind Adrian Peterson. People forget. I thought he would have been a legit back.
I think he's got a little more Mike Allstott in him than
Allstott. I just remember he was Gerhart.
Gerhart was great, but
Allstott was badass.
A cup of coffee. Gerhart had a good game against the Niners 1 year.
Gerhart was a good player.
He's a good player. He's better at college, but he should have won the Heisman as well at Stanford, but who knows? Who cares? East Coast bias. But
Dominican should have won that.
Scataboo, the way he runs and bounces off of people, reminds me a little of Mike Allstott.
He's got the energy. But here's the thing with the Niners. Right now, I'm looking at their offense. Let's start with their offense just for a second. I'm not hating on this guy. He's been amazing. Kendrick Bourne cannot be your most electric player. he can't. We're throwing to Jake Ton. I like Jake. He's a solid chain mover right now. Jake Tonjes, Valdez Scantling, Juwan's obviously injured. We'll get to him. But, if Kendrick Bourne's your most explosive player, they've got to get Jordan Watkins on the field. They have got to find a way, whether it's Isaac Arendo, Jordan James. I have to get playmakers on the field. And right now, CMC running the ball, it's not, for whatever reason, it's not working. They've got to get creative.
Yeah, they do. Jordan Watkins was coming on to training camp. He was making some plays there. Look, the fact is you can't run the football right now. You're dead last in running at 3.1 yards a carry. They haven't had a game yet in which they average over 4 yards a carry.
It's going to be the battle of the worst versus the best next week when it comes to running the football.
Yeah, it's not good. Last year, their first game against the Jets, the Niners was averaging 4.7 yards a carry without Christian McCaffrey. They had Jordan Mason, but the offensive line was a lot better. So the interior of this offensive line, Dominic Pooney with the PCL, he's not right.
No, he's not the same.
He's not right. He's getting beat.
Vita Vea, my God.
Second drive, when he split the double team on Jake Brindle and Dominic Pooney. Jake Brindle, they need a center so bad. They need to invest in a center so bad. It's one of the most undervalued positions in all of football. They need a center so bad. So the interior of the offensive line is not good. And I'm with you on Kendrick Bourne being the number one. It's a great story.
No, it's
but
great.
But this is why, with the whole Brandon Ayuk situation, I wanted Brandon Ayuk because it's hard to get true bona fide. Like, we underrate the rapport that Brock Purdy had with Brandon Ayuk.
I would agree.
And if Brandon Ayuk's out there healthy, now he's hurt, we don't know when he's coming back. You need a bona fide number one wide receiver. I know people try to devalue wide receiver. I saw Mark Willard on Twitter said, look, Kendrick Bourne's going crazy. You don't really need to invest in a wide receiver.
Oh,
how many teams game plan for Kendrick Bourne as opposed to maybe a Brandon Ayuk or opposed to an A.J. Brown or whatever top wide receiver? Same thing. We talk about Nick Bosa. You got a game plan for Nick Bosa? You ain't game planning for the Sam Okawadu and Bryce Huff
right
now. Did
anyone watch Drake London last night?
Right.
Oh, my God.
He's a beast.
He's a beast.
I'm actually a big fan of his.
Right.
You brought up Dominic Pooney. Let me just give you some quick ones on the pressures from the game. Dominic gave up 6 pressures against the Bucs. Trent Williams, 4. Connor Colby, 3.
Yep.
Jake Brendel, 2. And then the combination of McKivitz, CMC, and Farrell had 1 each.
Yeah. It's not good. You're not running the ball.
6.
You're not blocking. You're not
4 for Trent.
I mean, he's not
Brian
right.
Robinson with 0 carries.
They're
0.
Running the ball to the right side, not the left side.
Well, they can't because everybody knows they want to run it to the left side, so they're slamming the left side. Trent said this last week at the Rams game, saying they're slamming the run, but even when you are throwing and loosening up the defense, they don't fear their wide receivers.
No.
They don't fear the. So, yeah, sure, Mac Jones is throwing for a lot of yards, but look at the scoreboard here. They've yet to score more than 26 points in a football game. All right, think about that.
Yeah, but to me, I think that's a combination of 2 things.
Injuries, I get it.
Well, you don't have playmakers. Playmakers score in the red zone.
No doubt, but you're stalling out in the red
zone.
No,
I agree, but here's a great example.
They're 28th in the red zone.
But here's a great example.
They're 9-21 in the red zone.
First drive of the third
quarter. I don't care who's out there. They're not finishing drives.
No, I know, but this is why. One of your guys in Juwan Jennings, they get into the red zone, okay, 3rd-and-1. It's a CMC gun run. Vita Vea is on the sideline for 3 straight plays, and they go right down the field. Now they're in the red zone. It's 1st-and-10. It's a CMC swing screen pass. And Juwan Jennings blasts this kid Parrish.
I know.
While the ball's still in the air, I thought it was slightly dirty play. And it backs you up, and now you stall out. So
no
is
doubt.
That on Shanahan or
no,
is that on Juwan Jennings?
It's everybody. It's everybody. You're 9-21 in a red zone. You're 28th in the league. Mental errors. It's lack of execution. It's everything.
False start on Pooney.
It's
then you
penalties.
Get the rumping.
Yeah, the false start.
43% in the red zone. So you're not finishing drives. You're not running the ball well. You're not getting after the quarterback. That is a recipe for disaster. Now, you bring up Juwan Jennings.
Yeah.
He had a false start to start the second half. To start the second half.
I got to pull this up because I was curious on what a former player thought about.
5 broken ribs, Bonta.
Yeah, well, he let everybody know. So I asked the former player. I said, what do you think about Jennings? Did he break the code? He goes, this former player replied, Jennings needs to be quiet and either thug it out or not play. He's worried about getting targets, bro, to 18-week season. Kyle trying to protect you. He knows you're hurt. Just go with the flow and heal. But he want to talk to the reporters about his ribs. Now teams are going to know that and aim for your ribs, dummy.
Yeah.
This is from a former player.
Well, Trent Williams was not happy about that
either.
We
know why he's just... I mean, like, look, he
held out.
Basically. No, he did, but he got an incentive-laden deal, missed all of training camp, and now, like, every target that doesn't go his way, I understand his POV, his point of view on this one, but it's like, dude, it's the big picture, it's the team. If you just buy in, things will go your way.
Well, if you're gonna talk about, hey, man, my shoulder's at 20%, I got a low and high ankle sprain, I got 5 broken ribs, I'm sure everybody's hurt. The other players are like, yo, dude, like, it's just like Tua Tagovailoa the other day
going on talking about
leadership. Some things need to stay in the locker room.
Yeah,
you don't need to tell, like, for a reporter, we're like, ooh, content, 5 broken ribs.
What about him yelling on the sidelines to Shanahan? It's one thing when Jerry Rice is yelling at an offensive coordinator.
Right.
It's another when Juwan Jennings is screaming at your head coach.
Yeah, I don't.
I compared it to like Travis Kelce did Andy Reid in the Super Bowl, right? That's Travis Kelce and Andy Reid.
Exactly. And their relationship is pretty established.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you talk about one of the best tight ends in pro football history.
Yeah.
He's on a short list.
And Andy helped identify him, draft him, and develop him.
This is Juwan Jennings. Come on.
No, I'm not trying to hate on Jennings. Like, he was really good last year.
He's not a number one wide receiver,
though. He's not.
And he thinks he is.
Right. Last year, everybody gassed him up like he was a number one. He had a couple nice good games. But he's not a true number one.
He never was.
He's a nice role player for this football team. But he's playing with five broken ribs. He shouldn't be playing. But to let the reporters know, and then you let you don't think Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons are like, yo, number 15, here's the target area.
And that defense.
And then you got the Houston Texans 2 weeks from now. Oh. Will Anderson, Adino Hunter, and all those guys. No, D'Amico Ryans.
They got two D-lines in a row that could suffocate.
Yes. Abdul Carter and Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence.
They hit hard.
That gets me back to the quarterback. Like, as I think Mac had an admirable game. You can't turn the ball over. This offensive line, I don't care whether it's Purdy or Mac, they're not going to survive the season with both of these quarterbacks if this offensive line doesn't get a little better.
Yeah, that's why.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I wonder about Brock Purdy, and I know he's going to try to hit the practice field this week. Do you want his first game to be against the Houston Texans?
No.
On that turf?
Malik
Nabers on line one.
So
Joe Wall.
And look, Mac Jones is having some good runs. He made some really nice throws. But even, you know, I thought Todd Bowles had a great game plan. Or especially on the first interception. You can't throw that ball because even if Board runs the right route, I don't think he gets to that ball.
No, I thought the safety jumped it.
And the corner was jumping it anyway. So either Bourne gets blown up, it's a bad incompletion, or bad things happen. Matt can't throw that ball. On the fourth down where he throws a pick and he throws it into triple coverage, Todgers is right there.
You guys.
Hit Todgers right there on the out route. Just do it. So, look, Mac Jones is a good story. He's a good story, but I'm starting to see some limitations here, extending plays, which Brock Purdy can do well.
He gets locked into his first read.
And we act like Brock Purdy hasn't had – Brock Purdy had that same game in Tampa last year where he threw for 353. But Jake Moody was out there missing field goals left and right. So this offensive line is really, really irritating. The interior of this offensive line is not getting the job done.
Well, then I think this goes back to – and like Holmgren has talked about this. Andy Reid has talked about this. Gruden has now reflected and talked about this. It's really difficult to be the GM and the head coach. And sometimes your personnel decisions make you being the head coach it limits who you are. And I think one of their philosophies is we don't invest in the offensive line in the draft. They have the second fewest capital in the draft in the O-line of anyone in football since they started. They did a deep dive on this. Now, look, you traded for Trent Williams, and that ended up working out for you. That was a great move. You know, Staley retired out of nowhere. But you do have to invest in it. And I look about when the Niners had a great O-line when Harbaugh was here. They took Staley in the first round. They took Upati and Anthony Davis in the first round. They invested in free agency for John Goodwin. They've got to make the offensive line a priority.
Well, they invested in Mike McGlinchey, right? First round pick.
Yeah, but they didn't re-sign him.
Didn't necessarily work out. They took Banks in the second round.
They did.
He's now in Green Bay.
I don't think I loved paying him $20 million a year either, but to your point, and had Lakin Tomlinson too.
He was really good when he was healthy.
Yeah, Banks, I agree.
Was really good next to Trent Williams. You took a flyer on Burford in the fourth round. Dominic Pudi's a third round pick.
I know.
So are they investing high draft picks for them? Not necessarily after McGlinchey, but you are taking some guys in the middle round.
This is where I get frustrated. You took a punter. You took a kicker in the third and fourth round. You took Nick Martin in the third round. He can't suit up worst defense in the league.
Well, he'll suit up now. You don't have to worry about that.
But that's the 75th pick overall.
Haven't seen Jordan Watkins, haven't seen either of those
guys. But this team can afford the redshirt positions.
No, I 100% agree. But when you did take the kicker and the punter, there weren't a lot of spots that you needed at the time. Let's be real. Now, in hindsight, we could say, boy, they could have taken an extra pick here, an extra pick there. And I get it. It's a punter and it's a kicker. And now the kicker's in Chicago making game with a field goal on Monday Night Football.
And getting blocked by Javon Kinlaw. How ironic.
D-ball on the sideline.
It's just unbelievable, right? The NFL, man. This is the world's greatest reality show ever.
Did you hear Troy Aikman and Buck are like, you know, he wasn't that great in San Francisco. You kind of want to get this a little closer.
Right, yeah. No, I was thinking like, is Chicago really playing for a 45-yard field goal? Don't do that to Jake. And he had that look in his eyes where it was like, oh, no, he's going to miss it.
Oh, you did the guru? I looked in his eyes.
I looked in his eyes. And then the kick started. And I was like, oh.
I did, too.
And then Vontae, the postgame, he didn't take the helmet off. He kept the helmet on.
But he had a smile. Did you see the players?
Ricky Williams.
And they put him on his shoulder.
Good for him.
And he was smiling left and right. That's what I was saying. Good for him. And people were coming at me wrong like, oh, man, screw him. Screw him.
No, he had to go. He had to go, but Carter was feeling that.
Yeah, Carter was not rooting for Jake Moody yesterday. By the way, Vontae Hill in studio the rest of the show each and every Tuesday. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Alameda County. Let's dive more into this game and the future matchup as well. Plus, the Warriors are playing a regular season game a week from today. Are they not, Vontae? They are.
They are, yeah. Wake me up when the preseason's over.
Okay, well, I think
it's hard to watch preseason anything.
Well, they're playing the Blazers tonight. You're going to be locked in on that. Come on.
Blazers got a good roster, man.
Hey, what do you want for Chauncey,
right? You're not laughing at the Blazers no more, huh? Y'all not laughing at the Blazers no more. Y'all keep laughing.
I'm not laughing at him. My guy, Denny Avdija. You know I've always liked Denny.
Yeah. Avdija.
There we go. We'll figure it out on the other side. Okay, I got studio. It right here. And you know what? Come on. We can accept some calls here. 888-957-9570. The phone lines are open. Niner fans, where are you at with this team? Mentally, emotionally, the season's not over. They are 4-2. Yesterday was a down day. We're looking forward to this week. Kittle is coming back. We'll get your thoughts on that. George Kittle coming back to practice. More of that. Will Brock Purdy suit up this week? 888-957-9570. It's all going to be brought to you by Alameda County.
Looking for more than just a paycheck? Consider a career at Alameda County and make a real difference. Enjoy career growth, flexible schedules, and superior retirement plans. Apply today at acjobs.org. That's acjobs.org. Alameda County, our community, your purpose.
Ah, you gotta know your roots. I know Bonte does. I know Shasky does. He's devouring this like Italian sandwich in the studio. And you know what? There's good eats still at the Oakland Coliseum because that's where the Oakland Roots play. And their final game at home is Saturday, October 25th against Lexington SC. Again, at the historic Oakland Coliseum. We've already seen football there. We've seen some baseball. It's all about soccer now, baby. Let's go. Come out, show your Oakland pride, and enjoy the energy of an Oakland Roots game. Take your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your daughter, your son, your loved ones, mom and dad. It's family friendly for all. And following the game on October 25th, there will be a performance. Get this, Bonte, by Ruby Red, plus fireworks. Who doesn't love fireworks? Go to OaklandRootsSC.com to get your tickets today. You can also watch the game on KTV Plus or ESPN Plus.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Looking for lifelong financial guidance? Look no further than Pettinelli Financial Partners, your dedicated financial coaches for every stage of life's journey. Whether you're planning for retirement, starting a family, or buying a home, we're here for you every step of the way. Visit PettinelliFP.com. The financial consultants at Pettinelli Financial Partners are registered representatives with...
Like, he's just flying through it.
Well, I've been told...
He's playing slappers.
I've been told that I focus too much on some of the rejoins and that I need to just get back into the nitty-gritty about the Niners games and stuff.
I never got that chat.
Oh, well.
Talk about rejoins for 5 minutes.
Yeah, can't be doing that. If you're going to the game...
You can stay out of it. Let them do their show.
If you're going to the game, by the way, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first serve. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 95centthegame.com. Sign up now. That's 95centthegame.com.
Seriously. I'm going to go to... I think me and Carter are going to go to the game this weekend together, and I think we're going to go to Laughing Monk and make a quick appearance.
Mm.
Yeah, what do you get? Private chopper? You're going to let me use 100%. The private chopper?
Get to the chopper.
Sure,
no. We actually had Carter's lovely wife, Sierra, call in earlier.
Oh, she did?
Well, because, as you know, Sierra's pregnant, so congratulations to Sierra and, I guess, Carter over there. But I don't know if you know this, Monte. Sierra makes Carter food for breakfast every single night.
And they used to do that for me.
When did that change,
used
though?
Used to.
Yeah, when did that change?
When I left the morning show.
Oh, every since up to
she
that.
Said, yeah, she's hooking up. Yeah, she had two boiled eggs for me.
Whatever, boiled
tortillas.
Eggs.
Yeah, she would make breakfast for me. It happens. We did good to your lady. They return the favor.
So, Carter, you hear this?
You guys are not doing something right. Hey, my fault. You guys are slipping in your pipping.
Wow.
Come on, man. Yeah. Slacking in your backing.
Well, we'll see. As the only one with two children
big
on the show, it changes. So there you go.
Hey, I'm just saying. You were just asking. Y'all doing something right. Y'all got to spend money for breakfast, man. Hey, Carter, keep doing what you're doing over there.
Thanks, Sierra. I don't eat breakfast. I start eating lunch at 12 o'clock. So it's this thing called intermittent fasting, Bonte.
Oh, okay.
It helps. By the way, we are accepting calls.
Intermittent fasting?
That's right.
What was that little like brownie thingy that you had earlier?
Well, this is my cheat day, so I'm allowed to. It was coffee.
It gets a little bigger.
It's always been this big.
Incredible.
I have often said Pinocchio is loosely based on my life. We look the same. But it was a coffee cake from a Hostess, and they were very delicious. I have a grocery outlet near me, so sometimes they have those like little deals right when you leave.
Yeah.
And they had coffee cakes for $1.50, like a box of like 10 Bonte. And $1.50. I mean, you gotta get it at that point.
It's great value
right now. Speaking of great value, the 49ers have not gotten great value from the three guys that they re-signed this offseason. That is Brock Purdy, Fred Warner, and George Kittle. What was the math on that.
They gave out essentially $270 million guaranteed. And just they've all just played like a quarter together because of the injuries. And it's just, how could anyone have foreseen that? When Kittle looked unbelievable in training camp, by all reports, Brock Purdy participated in everything, and Fred Warner misses nothing. So, I mean, I just don't know. Everyone always looks for someone to blame, and sometimes things just happen and it's unblamable. It's just unfortunate.
I'm not blaming anyone. It's just
I
think you needed to do that. You needed to reward Kittle for the year that he was coming off second
sucks.
Team All Pro. Fred Warner, first team All Pro.
Yeah.
Like you needed to lock those guys up, and then Brock Purdy, obviously, you needed to pay the quarterback. I like how they actually conducted their business this offseason. We've talked about that, Bonte, ad nauseum, and Shasky as well. Like there was no drama really this offseason. I love that aspect of it. But now there's a lot of drama during the season just because of all these injuries. Hopefully Kittle will provide them something, both blocking and the pass game, because they desperately missed him.
Yeah, they miss him in the red zone. They miss teams game planning for him. He opens up things for wide receivers. The only team that's probably got it worse than the Niners is the Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
Look how much money they have on IR on the sidelines. They've got millions of dollars. The quarterback, I mean, their defensive line's beat up. Roquan's, who is it? Queen? Not Queen.
Patrick Queen's
Roquan
over
Smith. Roquan Smith from Georgia.
Yeah.
He's been hurt. I mean, they're beat. Injuries have hit a lot of teams in this league. A lot of Tampa Bay's got beat up too.
But what Baltimore didn't have that the Niners had working against them was $100 million in dead cap for players that aren't
on
the team.
No doubt.
Right? So when you factor in the amount of money they're paying for guys to be moved on, and then the amount of money they've budgeted for these really good players, it probably hits them a little harder than some of these other teams because of the lack of depth that you can spread out.
No doubt. But we're just talking about what Warner, Kittle, and Purdy, and I'm looking at the Baltimore Ravens. They got a slew of guys out. Tampa Bay's got a slew of guys out. There's teams all over the league that are just beat up. And that's where, going back to Jerry Rice, I'm kind of with him now. I've been down in camp. Man, I've gone back and forth with the whole preseason thing. I think now they need to start playing preseason. If you get hurt in preseason, the thing, you get hurt. It just happens, right? But these teams aren't ready to go in September. And we're seeing a lot of bad football early on in the NFL season. And then all of a sudden you start seeing teams catch their stride maybe a little in October. But think about all the parity and everybody beating up each other. Because guys don't practice enough.
Well, I think
they don't practice enough together.
Well, that's that. So you just nailed it.
At game speed, too. At game speed.
So, like, I know Gruden is Gruden. So you can roll your eyes at some of the stuff he says.
He's a Super Bowl winning head coach.
He does know. Like, and one of the things he was explaining is they were going over, it's not just that no one plays in the preseason games. It's that the actual practices themselves are a lot smaller than they used to be. So you would get hours, hours together as an offensive line unit every single day, and that synergy's not built up. Then you factor in all of the soft tissue injuries.
Yep.
The rosters aren't big enough to build more continuity. Mm-hmm. And so what he was getting at was that you're trying to work in all these other guys to make sure they get reps. There's just not enough time because of the CBA. Yeah. There's not enough padded practice, and guys negotiated more time off. Well, the offset of that is we're not going to have the callus of hitting and the continuity of playing together.
Yeah, that's why I just got to say, that's why I have to say, just, you know what, the ones, you're getting all the reps today. The hell with the twos right now. You guys watch, and when your opportunity comes, it comes. But I got to, 80% of the reps need to go to the number ones.
Well, that's something, you saw DeMarcus Robinson a lot in training camp?
Yeah.
A lot.
He got 13 snaps the other day against Tampa Bay.
How much, at a normal practice, he was the number one?
No, Ricky Pearsall.
Okay, so he was the two.
He was a two. Because Jennings wasn't out there.
Day after day after day.
Day after day after
day. And then
day.
Now come the season.
He's got 13 snaps on Sunday, which doesn't make sense to me. Bryce Huff, 24 snaps on Sunday. Sam Okwuonu have 40 snaps. Brian Robinson Jr., for some reason, you trade for him.
Didn't carry
five,
a ball.
He had five snaps on Sunday. Five snaps.
For a team that can't rush the ball.
I just don't get it. So, to your point about getting ready to this, you got to give the ones the reps. Like, by the way, I come from the school of the Rich Gannons and the Joe Montanas and the Steve Youngs and all that, they didn't want to leave the practice field.
Peyton Manning
wasn't leaving the practice field.
Yeah.
So the hell with sharing reps. I need every single rep. If I'm not going to play in the preseason, then I need to get 90% of the reps in practice. So we got to figure this out here because the first month of the season, yeah, we all love the NFL being back, but if you look at the quality of play, it's not great. It really isn't.
Well, we were talking about before the show, I can't even tell you through 6 weeks, and again, it's 6 weeks, but can you tell me who the best team in the NFL is right now?
I can't even.
No, no one knows.
I've seen Seattle play four games, almost start to finish. I still don't know what kind of team.
And Carter just got in my ear and said the Kansas City Chiefs, who are, by the way, three and three.
Well, the Chiefs are, get Rashee Rice this
year. They're the best team in the AFC.
I don't care what their record is. Denver and Kansas City, to me, are the two best teams in the AFC. And it's inevitable with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, correct.
Because they will be active. They will make a move. And you look at the NFC right now, Philly's a mess. They have no passing game. They miss Kellen Moore. Green Bay, I don't know what to make of Green Bay.
Right. That's another thing.
I just don't know about Jordan Love.
Like Seattle, we've seen them. I don't know if you've watched all the games that I have, but I still don't know what they are. I still don't know what Sam Darnold is. I know Jackson Smith and Jigba's awesome. They've won some games without Witherspoon. Their run game is all over the place. They're like a one-weapon offense, and yet I fear them.
Jackson Smith and Jigba's unbelievable.
He's amazing.
He might be the best wide receiver in football right now. He's
on fire right now. He's on fire. I mean, just maybe the best of the bunch out of Ohio State.
Did you see the thing I posted, where I showed yesterday? There was five on the 2021 team. It was Olave.
Yeah.
Garrett Wilson.
Olave, Marvin Harrison.
Yep.
JSN. And Mecca Obuka.
Yeah.
And then Jameson Williams was on, like, the sidelines.
Right.
He was going to go to Bama.
To Alabama. Because he's boys with all those guys. Yeah. He transfers to Alabama to make himself a star. And I remember that because the Rose Bowl, Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave elected to not play because it was against Washington. They weren't playing for a title. So then, we all of a sudden, we're like, wait, Marvin Harrison has a son? That's Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Yeah.
Jackson Smith and Jigba receives for over, 300 yards?
It's incredible.
Unbelievable. I don't know what Seattle is either, but right now they're a fact.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
They're in the NFC West.
I'm not going to dismiss them.
Their problem.
If the season ended now, they'd be in the playoffs. But, like, again, we don't know anything because the Detroit Lions at one point looked incredible. Now that they don't have a secondary, everyone's getting hurt. And the Kansas City Chiefs ran away with it in the fourth quarter.
I did love the way Dan Campbell was like, you know, we just kind of needed to get our butt kicked.
Yeah. It's great. A great philosophy after it. Just, you know what?
Well,
you get our asses
finishing,
kicked.
Finishing
yeah.
drives, though.
Yeah.
You don't finish that first drive where you take up nearly 10 minutes off the clock. You have to settle for three.
I mean, third down, St. Brown should have caught it. I know it was a low throw, but you got to catch those.
Yep.
And they went for it on fourth down to kind of flip the field. Kansas City scores immediately. The rest is history. And we were talking about it last week with Baldy, and Baldy's like, yeah, I'm still taking the Kansas City Chiefs probably still to win at 2-3 of the division. And it's because the Chargers are going to charge her. Unfortunately, that's what injury. We're talking about injuries with the Niners. It feels like it always happens with the Chargers. They lost their left tackle, the right tackle. They look like they can't do anything. I mean, they barely beat the Tua Tagovailoa, dumpster fire Dolphins. And by the way, that team's going to blow it up next.
You should look this up.
What?
The Chargers' history in Miami. I don't know. Have they ever won a game in South Beach, Miami?
I
swear to God, if you go look at their record in Miami, look this up.
Get it.
I remember betting on this a decade ago.
Okay.
And I made a mistake, and I was like, damn. That was a sucker bet.
Betting on the Chargers.
They were good that year. But they have some weird record in Miami. I think they've won like one game in their history in Miami. True story.
That's crazy.
So yeah, I'm telling you.
Philip Rivers back then? It must have been, right?
Down in Miami? No, it was state. They've struggled in Miami. Like the one game they won, I think, with Dan Fouts and Kellen Winslow, the great game in overtime, the playoff game that NFL Network always shows. Go ahead, Carter.
They lost 10 consecutive games there between 1995 and 2008.
There you go.
Oh, okay, 10 consecutive. Jesus. Look at that knowledge. Look at you. Your Dolphins, Chargers, in Miami knowledge, Bonte.
I'm well-rounded.
888-957-9570.
You guys forget about that?
You are. Completely forgot. Yeah. You never let us know about it. Chris and Clovis wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man? Yeah, we're playing the Atlanta Falcons, man. What we saw Monday night, man, we got to stop that running game, man. We got to get Evan Anderson or Seabass. No offense to C.J. West and Kalia Davis. And those guys with the clubs, bro, that ain't gonna cut it, bro. Even when you play with clubs, you have a disadvantage. You got to get some of the big bodies out there, man.
The big bodies.
Thanks,
the
Chris. That's Chris and Clovis. The club. Who had it last year? Hufanga for one point had the club on his hand. Couldn't get the interception. Yeah. That was against up in the club. 888-957-9570. By the way, Sports Talk on 957 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Excuse me, guys. I have to correct myself here. The AI was wrong. It was
hold on.
Oh, my God.
You're depending on AI?
You went on ChatGPT?
I made the mistake of depending on Google AI, which stinks.
God.
Sorry. Sam double-checked here, though. 82-2019.
The Chargers didn't win a game, and I told you. It's weird. So, for that organization, that's monster win down in South Beach, Miami.
Time out. What exactly did you tell us?
So 37 years in a row, they could not win down in South Beach.
That's incredible. Yeah, so only play every 8 years down there.
No, but they play. They're in the same conference.
No, they're in the same conference. So it's a scheduling quirk sometimes. You go down there a bunch.
Right. No, so that's why when he was like the dumpster fire, I was like, hey, they have a hard time, that organization, winning in Miami. It's been a house of horrors.
Do you have any thoughts on the Titans firing Brian Callahan, Bonte? We asked Baldy about it because he called the game over the weekend at Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, they were lifeless. You had to do what you got to do. You got Cam Ward who can make every throw on the football field. You got to jumpstart this thing. Now, I always wonder what firing a coach can do for your team midway through the year. Who you're going to hire? Who's
the
interim
Bears
coach?
Last year.
You know, huh?
Look at the Bears last year. They lost that game to Washington, then lost 10 in a row basically to end the year. Did it really matter to get Eberflus out?
That's what I'm saying.
Or did it actually probably do worse?
I'm paying a guy just to leave? Yeah. Is he that toxic? Eberflus didn't seem toxic. He just seemed like he was in over his head.
Yeah,
and they wanted to pair an offensive guy clearly with their future in Caleb Williams. This is what it felt like.
So, Callahan,
why can't you do that in December?
This one was, the writing was on the wall at postgame because I don't know if you guys saw Jeffrey Simmons' comments, who's the defensive
guy. No, I'm not following Titans
postgame. Well, no, but they posted it because it was interesting. I think it was Pelissero. Someone quote tweeted it, or maybe it was Jordan Schultz, quote tweeted it. And after the game, he was like, yeah, you know, we just had our best win of the season, and then we follow up with our worst practice of the year with zero urgency. I kind of saw this coming, is basically what he said, which is a total indictment on the coaching staff. So, not that I was, shocked that he got fired, but those comments were jarring to me. So, Brian Callahan, and again, in this league, you have to, pair the young guy up, it feels like, with the next offensive guru that is. And we learned from Kevin O'Connell, and what do you say, Joe? We've been talking about it.
You're not going to find that guy today.
But Kevin O'Connell always says this. Organizations fail the quarterback than the quarterback fails the organization.
I agree, but I guess what I'm saying is, so now you're going to elevate everyone in the entire staff up to a position that they're probably not ready for.
Well, Mike McCoy's been a former coach. He's the interim now. He's been a former head coach of the league. Mike McCoy, former Chargers head coach.
Oh, Mike McCoy, Mr. Mediocre. What do you care? Arizona's coach too for a while? Where do he coach?
Now who's their offensive coordinator?
You're thinking of Wisenhunt.
So now who's their offensive coordinator? Now who's going to be their quarterback coach? Everyone gets elevated in the middle. It's not a good thing.
It's not. No, it's definitely
and
not.
And then who are they going to hire? I'm hearing that Mike McCarthy may be on their wish list. Why would you want to hire Mike McCarthy?
You know what, though?
He's not bad as an offensive mind.
Cam Ward right.
You know what? You make a good point there. Cam Ward right.
He will stabilize him.
Right. I was thinking if the Browns fire Kevin Stefanski, because I kind of like Stefanski.
I do, too.
I just think that organization stinks.
Well, no. The owner made him go get Deshaun Watson, and
Mike McCoy does have a playoff win under his belt as a head coach of the Chargers. They beat the Bengals.
Don't sell me on Mike
McCoy. I'm just telling you.
Oh, yeah, they beat the Bengals at Cincinnati, right?
Thank you. Yeah, you remember that. Well, the Bengals always
won. Marvin Lewis? Was that Marvin Lewis?
They always lost. They never won.
Mike McCoy, let's go. Come on now.
And then they lost a tight one to the eventual AFC champion Denver Broncos. Remember that, Bonte? Divisional games are always different, especially in the playoffs. 24-17.
The Vizicanes are different. You guys right. Like that up. Hey, Giants beat the Eagles on Thursday Night Football, right?
Hey, that was,
what other division game did we see this past weekend?
Calling them the CTE, bro.
Oh, my God. You can't say that. Scattaboo. We love Scattaboo, though.
I love them.
I love Jaskins Dart. The dances and celebration. They're a fun team.
Sack
by the way,
State.
That team's on, that's looking a little different in a couple weeks here against the Giants.
Well,
kind of
I never thought that was going to be an easy game. Here's the other problem, too. This is driving me crazy. And I got it. I'm bothered by this because I keep hearing it. Well, you know, you lost Fred Warner and Nick Bosa, but the good thing is the schedule gets a little softer. It's like, guys, are you not watching football? I swear to God, some people only watch their own teams and don't watch their league. And I'm talking about radio hosts, beat writers, people in the media, fans. I swear to God, that Giants game was always going to be a little tough. A 10 a.m. start after playing the Houston Texans with that defensive line. Now, teams may be looking at the 49ers saying, that's the soft game right now. We can get right against the 49ers because that defense is Swiss cheese. They've got three quarterback hits in three games. We can get right against them. So this whole thing that the schedule's getting softer for the Niners, the Giants look better right now. The Texans look better. Oh, how about the Indianapolis Colts?
Well, they look incredible.
They look incredible. Jonathan Taylor. Oh, my God, I fear him.
I think that's the second best running team in the league.
Yeah, you're facing the best one.
And you got the best one coming up on Sunday. And then you got the Rams coming to Levi's Stadium. The Rams, they're still not right. But for them to win that game in a fashion that they did, I think it did something for that locker room. So the Rams are going to get right. You just brought up the Seahawks. The schedule's not getting easier.
Well, Arizona,
the Bears are coming to town.
You don't know where Kyler's going to be with Arizona. Who knows where the Bears are at in seven, eight weeks?
I'm sorry. This whole schedule is soft, this and that. I've been hearing all season, and it drives me insane.
No, that I agree with. But there are a lot of what I would deem to be winnable or losable games. Not automatic losses and not automatic wins, but winnable or losable games.
I didn't think that with this team, with a young defense, with a lot of inexperience on this team, I never thought there was a lot of winnable games. I mean, in terms of, there's automatic wins.
That's different.
They're going to win 12 games because the schedule stinks. No, it doesn't. Yeah. Jacksonville's better. Colts are better. There's always surprise teams in the league. And so when I keep hearing it till this day, they're going to still win 10 games. I don't know about that.
Well, and teams that you think are going to be good take a step back because of injuries. The Baltimore Ravens, who had them being 1-5 at this point, right? Because things change. The Cincinnati Bengals, same thing.
There you go.
And then last night, I think, was a perfect example of all this. Like, both those teams were underdogs that one. The Chicago Bears and the Atlanta Falcons.
Were the Niners good in 2022, not 2023?
2022? They were okay.
They were okay. They went on a run.
The year they went to the NFC Championship game, but they started, 3-5?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So, do you know that they lost to a 3-win Bears team?
Yep.
They lost to a 5-win Denver Bronco team.
Yep.
Right? Like, this is just the beginning of the year.
That was the pick 8.
Dante, you were at that Bears game in the monsoon.
I was at that
The Falcons game. They lost to, they were a 7-win team.
Yep.
I guess the point that I'm going at, you won, I'm just going to look over here, you won 13 games that year, 13-4, and you have some horrible losses. Horrible. Nathaniel Hackett beat.
Well, that's what
they lost
to the Chiefs that year, right? At home, that was McCaffrey's first game.
Jimmy threw the red zone
and,
pick.
Yeah. And then Mahomes threw for like 400 yards, and I couldn't go to the game because the Warriors were opening up against the Sacramento Kings. Thanks, Kings.
Kyle Draper.
I won. Listen, but then that's when McCaffrey went down to SoFi, had the passing touchdown, the receiving touchdown, and the rushing touchdown, and they go on a run. Debo gets hurt later in the year, but no doubt it was a fun year. It was definitely a fun year. They went to the NFC Championship game.
No, I know, but I guess what I'm more saying is, like, anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah, especially now with all the parity.
Well, it leads me to this, Bonte. Like, expectations now. Like, Niner fans are waking up this morning. Okay, no Fred, no Bosa. Well, I don't even know my starting quarterback's going to be. Is it going to be Brock? Is it going to be Mac? Who knows? The offensive line isn't protecting. I know Mac Jones got sacked like 20 times last week. George Kittle's going back to practice. That will help, obviously. But where are you at with this team, just like mentally and going into this game on Sunday night?
Well, after the 24-hour period where you're thinking about Fred Warner, like, damn, really puts a damper on your Super Bowl hopes, right? Your chances decrease for hosting a Lombardi at Levi's Stadium. Okay, let's move forward. I actually get excited about moments like this because now I get to see who's going to step up and be good players for the 49ers in the foreseeable future.
Men from the boys, right?
Tatum Bethune, what you got? Nick Martin, what you got?
I'm shocked Nick Martin didn't suit up prior to this.
Marquise Siegel, what you got? You know, Upton Stout. I want to see more of Upton Stout. Mykal Williams, C.J. West, Alfred Collins. Let's see how they develop and grow in year one to year two.
Can I ask you about the safeties, just because you bring up Marquise Siegel? At practice, was Jair Brown, was he practicing at, this is in the training camp, was he at safety or was he at nickel?
No, he wasn't at the big nickel. He was playing safety.
Okay, because in the games.
But he was hurt for a lot of training camp. Remember, he missed a few weeks.
No, I don't remember. Yeah, That's why I'm asking.
He missed a couple weeks.
Okay.
So Marquise Siegel got a lot of reps in safety next to Jason Pinnock.
When they went to him in the big nickel, where he's basically playing like a linebacker.
They did that in the Saints game.
Yes, I like that. Then they moved him back to safety this week, and I didn't like that.
I don't like the safeties as a whole. First of all, you haven't had a pick in God knows how long. 13 games? Has it been 13 games?
Yeah, so NFL
games?
Record, yes.
Yeah, NFL record. You don't have a pick this year. I want Xavier Watts on the Atlanta Falcons coming out of Notre Dame. The guy was, I think he had like 7 or 8 picks in Notre Dame. Just a ball-hawking safety. Juan Thornhill, I don't think he's in the league. Is he in the league? Did he get picked up?
Because I saw his name last week.
They hosted him on a visit in the offseason. I got really excited because I like Juan Thornhill.
Steelers.
Is he with the Steelers? Yeah. Damn.
That was the 6:30 game last week.
No, they played Cleveland.
They played the Jets, I think. Was it
the Broncos played the Jets. They had the week before they played the Vikings.
Yeah, that's where I saw his name,
Dublin, okay. Right? Yeah, Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, Dublin, okay. So Juan Thornhill. Marquise Siegel is a big nickel, yes, sure, because you know why he's playing big nickel? Because he can't cover.
Yeah, exactly.
So you need him in a box. And so when he comes out and says that, hey, I'm a top 5 safety in the league, okay, I get you got confidence about yourself or whatnot. But when you're battling with the rookie for playing time, I don't think it's appropriate to come out and say, hey, I'm a top 5 safety in the league. Like, it just sounds ridiculous. And then
I'm a top five center.
You take out Luke Gifford as a weak side linebacker, you say, you know what? Let me just go ahead and play Jair Brown as the big nickel. I mean, come on, man. So the safety position is. But again, you asked me the expectations. We now get to see who's going to be players for the foreseeable future.
Well, I like number 20, Upton Stout. Chase Lucas, I feel like, needs to get a little more run. Like, it's find tough. A way to get him on the field. I know that they drafted him in the third round, and so they want to, you know, showcase him, Upton Stout. But, like, I was really impressed with Chase Lucas at the end of the Rams game and in preseason. He was like a revelation.
Good dude.
It's pretty incredible that, obviously, no Bosa, no Warner. It's like the all three levels. And now, like, the grizzled vet is D'Amador Lenore, who's kind of has to be that leader out there for everyone.
Behind
it's
him,
pretty insane.
Too. Yeah. Behind him, like Jordan Elliott.
Yeah, like, seriously. Like, yeah.
I know Bryce Huff's been in the league a long time, but like, they have no
Sam Okwara.
They're in a tough spot, defense.
They're and, like, so you're
gonna,
young.
They're going to have to win shootouts here moving forward, which is going to be hard to do because, again, this is hard to do. Without Nick Bosa in the last 3 games, these numbers are staggering to me. 3 quarterback hits in the last 3 games and only 2 sacks. 3 quarterback hits. And so you can't blitz because you got young secondary. You got up to Stout and Jair Brown.
Not in this league.
You see Siegel beat deep by Tez Johnson. I'm not sure who's responsible, but he runs down a seam.
Tez went like this, thrown to me.
Yeah, runs down a seam, and Marquise Siegel's just getting torched in the pass game. And I like the young man. So you can't blitz because you leave yourself in one-on-one situations with rookies out there, Upton Stout and Marquise Siegel. But if you don't blitz, you don't get to the quarterback.
Well, the other thing is they're now in like a conundrum with like Mykal Williams where it's like you drafted him to kind of be a complimentary player alongside Bosa early on, right? And now he's kind of forced to the outside. He's just not an outside guy.
Yeah, he's not. And that's what they didn't draft him to be an outside guy early on. You know what I'm saying? They saw him in that Eric Armstead role. We could dip him inside on pass downs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.